throughout the program. Today we have heard samples, music from bands and acts that will be on the stage tonight at George's Majestic Lounge in Fayetteville as part of the Ozark Blues Society of Northwest Arkansas's annual Blues Challenge. It lasts until 11:30 tonight, begins at 6. With me on the phone is Roger Plouard, who is the president of the Ozark Blues Society of Northwest Arkansas. Roger, how are you?
I'm very well. Thank you for having me.
You bet. What is it like for someone who walks into George's tonight? It sounds like there's just going to be nonstop music.
Well, there is. Actually, it's going to be a great night of blues music. We've got 15 acts entered in our challenge this year, which is the most that we've ever had. And I think the competition is going to be very close because we've got some very, very talented acts competing this year.
How does it work? Is it like Ed Sullivan? Someone plays for a few minutes, then you move on to the next act on the really big show?
Well, kind of. We run our challenge the same way that they do in Memphis for the International Blues Challenge. We use the same rules. We use the same judging criteria. And the way that it works is that we separate the acts into two divisions, solo duo divisions, which will be playing in the front room at George's. And we have our band division, which will be playing in the garden room or the back room. Now, each of the acts get an opportunity to play a 20-minute set, and they're judged on various, you know, criteria based on, you know, that set.
And it's a $5 donation at the door, and that money helps the winner go on to Memphis?
Yes, it does. It's actually quite a bargain, I would think. All the money that's collected at the door does go to sponsor our winning acts, and there will be two tonight, one solo duo and one band. And the Ozark Blues Society pays the winning acts travel, lodging, and a per diem to go to the International Blues Challenge in Memphis in beginning of 2013.
So I realize for the acts and for the judges, it's a blues challenge. For the people who are just walking in, it's a blues festival.
Sort of, you know, and I think a big part of it is in the past what we've seen is the acts that have entered the blues challenge really get all of their, try and get all of their friends and their followers and their fans to come. So, you know, it becomes kind of a big rooting fest, and it's quite fun, actually.
It's tonight at George's Majestic Lounge from 6 until 11:30. What will you be doing tonight? You're the president of the Blues Society. Do you get to kick back or not? Are you working tonight?
Actually, I'm going to be working tonight. I'm going to be emceeing the band stage, which will be in the garden room in the back. So I'll be busy all night, and looking forward to meeting some of these acts that haven't met before or heard, and it should just be a great night of music all the way around. So any listeners out there, if you haven't made your mind up to go to our Blues Challenge yet, you know, take a wander down, and you know, for the $5 admission fee, it's quite the deal.
Roger Plouard is the president of the Ozark Blues Society of Northwest Arkansas. The Blues Challenge is tonight at George's from 6 until 11:30. Roger, thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Kyle.